Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
That's Vicki and Sylvia bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to check out our poll question right there on the homepage. We really would like to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Phil Simon is with us, folks. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend. And he is the author of the new book. He's author of a number of books, but his new one is called The New Small, and it's all about technology and how technology is as you've heard me say before, is becoming democratized and is getting more and more micro and more affordable for you and me. And one of the things that's doing that is a group of what he calls the five enablers. And as I said in the previous segment, you know, they may be enablers for some, but one person's enabler, Phil Simon, is another person's disruptor, right?
Well, I would argue that all technology is disruptive. I mean, you can go back to the telephone, right, and how fewer people wrote letters and the computer and the typewriter. So it's something that's always fascinated me.
Yeah, poor carbon paper manufacturers, right?
There are microfiche if you go back to your libraries in the 1960s and 70s, right?
So let's talk about. I want to review these a little bit, just to go over them in this segment. And then Phil, I'd like to get you back another day, and we'll bore a little deeper into these into your book, especially these five areas. I'm going to read them off real quick and let you comment on them. Cloud computing, folks. You've heard me talk about cloud computing a lot. You can't talk about cloud without talking about services. I'm sorry, software as a service. And then there's the whole business model thing about, you know, do you charge for it? Or is it free? And how many times have you heard me? That's the third one. And mobile, folks, you've heard me say that before. How big a deal? That's going to be in your future. And then, of course, the social technology, social media. Talk to us a little bit about these. Give us a quick tour of each one.
Sure. Cloud computing, in a nutshell, Jim, means the ability to get to your data and your apps anywhere at any time. You no longer have to be chained to your desktop like you were in the 1980s and 90s.
The power is in the cloud.
Right. It's, you know, Google Docs is an example that a lot of people use. It basically lives above you all the time, and as long as you can get to an internet connection, you can access. You don't have to go, oh, shoot, I have to get back to you when I'm home because mm-hmm. the Word document or the spreadsheet is on my computer.
And then SaaS?
SaaS, or software as a service, Jim, really is a cousin of cloud computing. If you go back to the way that historically organizations have purchased software, it's been a massive capital expense. You know, certainly in big companies, you're talking about multi-million dollar projects. SaaS lets you date before you get married. In other words, I can turn that capital expense into an operational expense. So instead of millions of dollars, or for a small business, tens of thousands of dollars, you may be talking about $500 a month, right? You turn technology from a fixed cost into a variable cost. So Salesforce.com or Workday are just a couple of the companies that operate on a SaaS model, and you pay on a per transaction or per end user license basis.
It's hard to imagine anything that's done more to create the statistic that you gave us earlier in our interview about how the cost of starting a business has come down more so than cloud and SaaS, in my opinion. What do you think?
That's a big one. It depends on the company. Certainly the next one that we're going to talk about, open source, it doesn't get any cheaper than free, although, as a friend of mine likes to point out, there's a difference between free speech and free beer.
Exactly. So the free and open stuff, that's really a collaborative effort, a global collaborative effort, hasn't it become, with regard to software development?
Well, it depends on the project, but sure, there are many global projects out there. You know, WordPress is one of them. You've got developers, even though it's run by a company called Automatic, there are people out there who fork or basically create separate versions of different applications that meet their needs. And because it's open source, it's willingly shared. You know, it's the antithesis of Microsoft Windows or Office. That's proprietary or closed technology.
Right.
You're not allowed to get under the hood, at least legally. With open source, not only is it legal, it's actually encouraged. So if you think WordPress or Firefox for internet browsing, there are many open source tools out there. And with the freemium model, which we talked about before, again, it gets into being able to date before you get married. You no longer have to make a commitment. You can try out tools and see if they make sense for your organization. Tools get to really develop organically or bottom up. It's not always from the top
down. And these are things, folks, that that are giving you some of the power that you have now to compete with the big guys. But then you have the ability to take it on the road. And Phil, Eric Schmidt, when he was CEO of Google, said that Google would be more successful in the future with mobile than they ever have been or ever would be with a desktop. What do you think?
I'm not going to disagree with a guy that smart.
But it's the future, isn't it? Mobile is the future, isn't it?
I'd argue it's the present. If you look at something like 200 million of Facebook's 700 million users connect through a mobile device on a daily basis. You know, look at what Apple's doing with over 11 billion apps sold in the App Store. I mean, the fundamental way, Jim, that people connect to the internet now is through a mobile device,
right?
Even in industrialized countries, much less in third world nations. So we are undergoing right now an absolute sea change vis-a-vis the world of computing, and you can pretend like it's not happening, or you can get on board.
That's right. And then, of course, the social media part, which we're running out of time here, but Phil, but on the social media side, this is changing the way people connect with each other and their expectations of the people they buy from. Phil, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back again real soon?
Name it.
All right, we'll do it. We'll work that out. Phil Simon, folks, give us the websites quickly, Phil.
TheNewSmall.com and PhilSimonSystems.com.
That's as quick as you can say it. That's the new book, The New Small. Phil will be back, folks. He's got a lot more to teach us. We'll do that another day real soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Dead kings, mannequins, I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggers, clutter your mind. Incense on top of men's.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.